Well, we're learning more about what's being called the worst maritime disaster in recent California history, that fire that destroyed the scuba dive boat Conception off Santa Cruz Island early yesterday. Today, rescue leaders confirmed all of the 34 passengers on board died. Coast Guard Captain Monica Rochester spoke at a news conference last hour.
As of 9:40 a.m. this morning, Coast Guard has suspended search efforts pending further development. It is never an easy decision to suspend search efforts. We know that this is a very difficult time for families and friends of the victims.
Saul Gonzalez, co-host of the California Report on KQED, was there. Saul, when we talked earlier today, we talked about how most boats have one ladder to climb up from below decks. There were also questions about, you know, was there another maybe safety escape hatch? What did you hear today about why these people below decks could not get out?
Well, it's because of where they were on the boat. I mean, they were, in a sense, in the least accessible part of the vessel, near the waterline, and they were packed in there. I mean, this is, again, a charter vessel. It's kind of a working boat. It's not a cruise ship. It's a very Spartan conditions, tightly packed conditions, and they were all in the same place. And the place on the boat, unfortunately, that was furthest away from a means of escape. And this is a big if. We don't know this, but if the fire did start in the galley, that galley and that fire would have been between the passengers and safety out in the open air on deck.
And we know that the sheriff today said it appeared that the ladder and maybe an escape hatch might have been blocked by fire. So if the ladder was blocked as well, I mean, it doesn't seem as if they could have gotten out.
Right. I mean, not only the fire, but the smoke, it would have probably been dark. The power might not have been on, and people would not know. These were people who were new to this vessel themselves as passengers. They didn't know the layout, and you could just imagine the chaos and the confusion. Yeah. I should say, though, that the Coast Guard reiterated that this boat had passed all safety inspections, annual safety inspections, and there didn't seem to, and didn't have a record of safety problems in the past. And the company that operates it has a very good reputation here along this stretch of the California coast.
Right. As you said, Santa Barbara is reeling because this is a well-known, respected company. But did any of the officials say anything about that phone call that we have heard, a man calling and saying, "Mayday, mayday, I can't breathe"? Do we know who that was?
No, we don't know who that was. Actually, when they did talk about that initial mayday, there's been some chatter about were doors locked on this vessel. Was there a lock on something, essentially, that could have prevented people from escaping? Some of that is traced back to this initial mayday call, and they think that might just be confusion in the chatter that happened. I mean, you had very frightened people calling mayday, and you had a very nervous Coast Guard radio operator receiving the message and asking questions back, and there might have been some miscommunication there about things that were locked aboard this vessel. The Coast Guard again says there seems to be no evidence of a lock on anything that would have stopped people from leaving the boat if they could have escaped the fire.
Do we know anything more about who is missing and presumed dead?
Well, they've recovered the remains of 20 people, 11 men and 9 women. And they think late yesterday they sighted the remains of 4 to 6 more people in the wreckage of this boat. That happened very late yesterday, so they essentially lost light to do any recovery, and they're trying to do that today. They're also searching the surrounding ocean floor for other individuals who might have been carried away by the current.
Yeah, and we're hearing different reports, but one is that perhaps a diving instructor is among the missing. You had said earlier there were reports of a family, parents and a teenager there, you know, just terrible. Do we know any more about, you spoke of the compressed air tanks that, of course, they would have had on a scuba diving trip. There were sounds of explosions. Do we know more about that?
No, we don't know where the tanks were aboard this vessel, other than they had a lot of scuba diving tanks because it was a scuba diving trip. It is believed that when those tanks were scorched by the fire, they exploded, and that accounts for the sound of secondary explosions that were overheard during the early morning hours when the fire broke out. But the Coast Guard had no further information about where the tanks were stored, if they were safely stored, other than to say there were a lot of them aboard this vessel just because of what the people were doing on the boat, which was scuba diving.
Yeah. Most of the crew survived, including the captain. Five people who swam frightened to a fishing boat nearby. This is in pitch dark. Were they above deck? Were they sleeping above deck? Do we know?
Yes. That they were all on the deck or above the deck, because that's where the crew quarters were. Nothing unusual about that. The authorities don't know if they were asleep or awake when the fire first broke out, but essentially, they survived because they were in a place where they can get off the boat quickly compared to the passengers.
Yeah. Saul Gonzalez, co-host of the California Report on KQED there in Santa Barbara, after a press conference there. Saul, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.